she asked me what I wanted to eat, and my favorite meal was like Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I went to stick my finger in to like get the little gooey bits of ravioli from the inside of the can, and I cut myself. She goes in the kitchen to get a rag to clean my cut off, and she reaches around the wall with this little yellow bunny rabbit puppet. She's like, "Hello, how are you?" And I'm just laughing hysterically. I forgot I cut myself. I loved it.
Part of the challenge for you, though, was that you were homeless from a very young age.
Yeah. She was a paranoid schizophrenic. We would move around from place to place because she thought that people were trying to follow us, poison us, and kidnap me and my brother. She would drop me off to school and wait outside of the school. She was always outside. So I was like literally able to look out the window and see my mother downstairs. The kids would kind of like make fun of me like, "Oh my gosh, is that your mom?" Eventually she ended up locking me in my room, and she would use like combination lock on the outside.
You know, you're not the kind of person who someone meets and goes, "Oh my God, what a life she had." But yeah. You tell me that you still have anxieties about.
I have anxiety about other people because I'm always wondering if I'm meeting someone, are they wondering if something's wrong? I've read so many articles about mental illness because I feel like any point in time, it's going to like fall out of the sky.
What do you think got you through?
My brother and my mother. I could have had it much worse. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have had a parent that didn't care about me. So even though she went through what she went through, I still consider her one of the most fascinating people I'll ever meet.